The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello, and welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour. So for tonight's practice, as I sometimes do, I will reveal the theme during the guided meditation. It will unfold during the meditation. So let's start. Let's begin. Let's sit together. Shifting your posture into whatever is supportive for you in this moment in time. Landing in this moment, landing in this body. Arriving. Each moment a new arrival. And inviting our gaze to turn inward. Touching the different areas of the body with our awareness internally. How is the breath? How is the body? And maybe more nuanced, how are the hands in this moment? Are they clenched? Are they soft? Are they relaxed? How is the sit bones? How are they? How are the feet? How is the neck and shoulder? How is the face? Turning awareness. How is the face? And how is the breath? Let this inquiry into the different parts of the body and the breath, this inquiry itself be an act of kindness. As if you're gently asking the different parts of the body and the breath, how are you, dear? How are you? Not demanding. Expressing care through the inquiry. And how are you, dear heart? How are you, heart? And maybe the heart is tired, or any range of emotions could be anxious, wanting to jump out of your skin. Whatever is arising in the heart space, maybe it's peaceful. Great. Are there any challenging states present? Can you let the dear heart be exactly as it is? And hold it with care. I know, sweetheart. It's like this right now. It's okay. It's okay. Can our way of being with, can it be both tender and fierce? Fierce as in strong. The tenderness of compassion, as well as the strength of a heart. That has courage, stability. It's like this right now. I know, honey. It's okay. I've got you. That's a sense of strength. What is sometimes called fierce compassion. And say what is needed right now. More tenderness, more fierceness, combination of both, back and forth. There's no right and wrong. Tenderness with uprightness, uprightness with tenderness. A mixture of tenderness, tender, soothing, soft, care, compassion. This, what's called fierce compassion, sense of uprightness. A trust in the capacity. And if this trust is not accessible right now, feel into your sit bones, feel into your spine upright, maybe sit a little more upright. And allow your posture, the stability of your posture, to be a stand-in for the stability, uprightness of the posture of the heart. See what's needed. You don't have to do it any particular way. Could be 100% of one, 0% of the other, 50-50, go back and forth. And see if you can feel the nuance, the difference between the two different types of compassion. Starting for yourself. If the feeling of the fierce compassion is elusive, can feel into yourself as a beloved other, as perhaps a child you're protecting, this protective nature, the upright, loving, this caring of someone else. Christine Neff describes it as mama bear, sense of uprightness that we can have for ourselves. Resting, resting. And the experiences of compassion, whatever is needed right now. Maybe just soothing is needed for the heart and the body. That's okay. In the last few minutes that remain of the sitting practice, again, feeling into what is the balance of tender, caring, soothing compassion, and fierce, protective, upright, energetic, courageous care, love, compassion that's needed. And appreciating however we were able to show up. Letting go of any judgment. It's actually a really wholesome practice at the end of meditation to let go of any judgment. It was what it was. No evaluation. No evaluation with judgment, with ill will. It's been an offering. You've planted a seed. Trust, trust you've planted a seed as best as you were able to in this time. And offering the seed of goodness to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere have the causes and conditions for safety, for happiness and for well-being. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you, friend. Thank you for your practice. So today's practice was a pretty light touch, not too many topics intentionally. I wanted to keep it simple and light. Sometimes it's nice to have a lot of silence and just one theme. Sometimes I overload themes, not tonight. And a simple theme tonight was just to explore the balance of compassion, this tender compassion, soothing, calming, holding, and fierceness, this upright compassion, upright. Again, Christina calls it this mama bear, is protective of ourselves, of others. And they're both compassion. They both have different functions, both for ourselves, for others, for all beings. And tonight I wanted to keep it very simple, just explore it for ourselves. What's needed? Can we go back and forth? Can we feel the difference between these two? And if you didn't explore the two and just stayed with one, that's perfectly fine. Just know that there are different flavors available. So would be nice to explore for your own benefit out loud. What was it like possibly exploring these two flavors of compassion? And we'll be in small groups of size 2 to 4, 3's average, offering one nugget exploring. This is what I discovered tonight about fierce, upright, compassion. Or actually, I have no idea what she's talking about. And that's okay too. Just see what exploring out loud, offering something for your own benefit. Next person comes back to you. Go around a few times. And let's go alphabetical order. Being kind, compassionate to yourself, kind, compassionate to others. And if you bring topics from the day, from the world. Keep the dharmic. Keep the dharmic perspective, please. And if you find, oh, here's actually an interesting instruction. So if one of your dear group members gets really heady and goes into, you know, a land of maybe spewing ill will towards someone or some, you know, people in power, perhaps. Anyway, it would be appropriate to have fierce compassion for the group and say, let's come back. That's the sense. That's where fierce compassion comes in. It's like, it's not okay to just spew invectives, hurl invectives. Like, this is a dharma space. Like, and that's fierce compassion. It's kind. It's very kind. Oh, let's stay to the topic. Let's stay to the topic of compassion. And it's also fierce because it's not like, oh yeah, okay, I'm just going to let this person, you know, talk with hatred and ill will. So you see, you catch that? How we can practice fierce compassion, kindness in this relational space? Anyway, all right. So be kind. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And, oh, I haven't made the groups yet. Look at that. I was so engaged in describing how fierce compassion can operate in the groups. Okay, here we go. All right. So I'm going to open the rooms and have fun. Enjoy each other. Here we go. What did you discover in the practice and in the conversations, Jerry?
So thank you, and thank you. I was away last week, so it's glad to be back. I was struck by the ability to occupy the strong mama bear role, which perhaps I preferred. And I had a knock on my door today with a neighbor whose husband is just retired, a 95-year-old, now 96-year-old rheumatologist that survived the war, the World War II. Anyway, he had slid out of bed and fell on the floor, and she had trouble. Could you come and help her raise them off the bed? And I tell you, whatever was bothering me in the earlier part of the day, it was transformed when I asked the patient, who was also a physician, on the phone if I could take a break. Sure, go help them. And I used all my strength, along with her help, to get him back on the bed. And I thought, wow, this is what meaningful life is. Thank you. Oh,
thank you, Jerry. Thanks so much for bringing this into the space. Wow. Yeah, feeling so much mudita and uplift from what you shared. Really meaningful life. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
The transformative power of care. Yeah. Yeah. I want to just sit with that, let that feel in my body, feel in the space. Yeah. Beautiful. Christine, please.
Thank you, Nikki. The meditation was good for me tonight. And, you know, I was on my group, with my group, and the first thing that came in view was the moon. If you can see the moon, and it's shining right on me from my window, because tonight is the eclipse. So it's the red moon tonight. So that was the first thing that came into that. Too, I think. But, you know, we were talking about, you know, compassion for all that's going on in the world. And that we have to know that, you know, that this 1 hour that we sit together with compassion for each other, it matters. Today matters. And it was just a good one. So I just wanted to bring that up. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I so appreciate you bringing in both, because, you know, here we are, us humans, doing our thing, doing our Our turmoils, our wars, our worries, our love, our hate, our all of that, and to bring the moon in and the eclipse, it's a nice perspective, right? The moon continues mooning, and the earth continues turning, and it just all continues, oblivious to these, you know, the blue planet is looks so quiet and, you know, beautiful from outer space. And then when you get closer and open, you know, turn on the radio, it's like, ah, what's happening on this blue planet? And yet, so it's nice to have this perspective of this expansive perspective of yes, it matters. And this matters, this coming together and cultivating kindness, compassion for ourselves, for others. And the source that really the place we have to establish compassion for ourselves, this mama bear and the tenors for ourselves before we can give it to others. That's how it works. That's the basis, is the foundation. That's the word I was looking for. It's the foundation. So even though actively tonight I wasn't in the guided meditation talking about others and the world, but really when we take care of ourselves, we're taking care of others too. We absolutely are. So it matters. It absolutely matters. Yeah. In ways we cannot fathom. That's what I love about it. It's both the universal, here's the moon and the world and the outer space, and the personal, here we are, doing the best we can, a drop in the bucket of humanity, cultivating kindness and goodness. Thank you for that. Yeah. Cindy.
Thank you, Nikki. So I learned something tonight. I learned about Purim from one of our group members, and it's today. And it's a carnival, and it's a celebration. It's a Jewish holiday, and I guess it's about joyful experiences, love instead of evil hate. And I thought, boy, could we use Purim right now? I really like that. I thought, wow, because that's kind of what this is for me when I come here in the evening and the morning with Gil, is this little place of respite to share our love and open our hearts. And that was just so beautiful that she had just gotten in from these kids dancing and music and food. And I thought, cool. And then she said, it was really nice to be in the silence. So I mean, I can't say who she is. I'll let her talk. But anyway, I was overjoyed to hear about Purim.
That's great. That
Thank
is lovely.
You.
Thanks for sharing this, Cindy. And yes, may there be joy in the world, and to balance, you know, the sorrows, 10,000 sorrows and 10,000 joys. We can't just let the sorrow and the pain and the difficulty be the measure of our attention. It's the human condition has both. Absolutely. So sing and dance your unique song of being. Oh, yeah. Happy Purim. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Cindy. Stephanie.
So, first of all, just amazing, amazing gratitude to this group. I have had a hard time around my birthday for a number of years, and between Dawn's meditation last week, where she just had us breathe out compassion, that kind of left space for compassion to come in. And I have just reclaimed my birthday as a happy occasion. And it just, it's, yeah, it was wonderful. The people in this group, and some of you really know who you are, have been so incredibly helpful. And then the final thing that I want to ask is, with everything that's going on in the world, Nikki, how are you doing?
Thank you. I'm okay. It's an interesting time for me and my family, and and friends, both in diaspora as well as in Iran, those we're in contact with. It's a time of great peril and also great promise, I would say. So it's complicated. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for your care. Hugh.
Thank you, Nikki. It came up in our group that on January 8th, in Iran, thousands of peaceful demonstrators were murdered in the streets by Islam, the Islamic government there. And those demonstrators were peaceful, compassionate people demonstrating for their country, their countrymen. The next day, the Iranian people came back to the street, knowing what happened or what might happen to them. And those Iranians who came out the second day to face the murderers, I think were demonstrating fierce compassion, courageous compassion, upright compassion, care for their fallen countrymen and their country. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for this share, Hugh. Yeah. And there's more, maybe I'll add also cultural context and not just the day after, but since both you and Stephanie brought it in, there's also in Iran, there's a tradition of 40 days after someone dies, which I think is similar to the Jewish tradition. 40 days later, that's the day of mourning. And in Iran, given everything that's been happening, the 40th day was actually a day of solidarity, a day of courage, and people were not mourning because of what's been happening. People were actually, it was heartbreaking to watch the news close, but people were playing music and dancing in defiance at the funeral of their loved ones, because they didn't want to mourn, they didn't want to cry, they didn't want to do religious activities anymore. They were so angry. So they were playing music and they were stomping their feet and dancing in defiance. And that's courage. So I'll add that. So thank you all. May we all have courage. You know, as Martin Luther King said, Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, this MLK Jr., this beautiful man of peace and love. You don't have something that you would die for, then you don't have something that you're living for. And it is powerful. I am so moved and touched by people. Maybe I'll just bring this in of the country of my birth. So fearless that they're willing to die, and they're living so, you know, earlier today, I think in our commentary, Jerry talked about a meaningful life. What is a meaningful life? When we live with purpose and die with purpose, we're all going to die, but are we living with purpose? So, and purpose could be defined with courage, could be defined with compassion, could be defined with and going and helping your neighbor with all your might. So may we all live meaningfully, with courage, with compassion, with kindness, whether it's near or far, in places where we can actually have impact. And may all beings everywhere have the causes for freedom and peace and ease in their lives. May all beings be happy. May all beings be truly free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for coming together to cultivate kindness and compassion in this world, because this is what the world really needs, and it matters. It truly matters. It truly matters. So, may you all be well. And I'm going to invite us all to unmute ourselves. Let's see here. Ask all to unmute. Here we go for our cacophonous goodbye. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you,
Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Corey.
Everybody.
Happy Purim.
Happy Purim. Take care.
Happy Purim.